Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Scene 15, How the Devotee Explains the Phrase Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. The Personified Vedas continue to pray. My dear Lord Krishna, when a living entity, by your grace only, comes to the right conclusion about your exalted transcendental position, at that time he or she no longer bothers with the different theories manufactured by mental speculators or so-called philosophers. This is a reference to the speculative theories of Gautama, Kanada, Patanjali, and Kapila, or Nirishvara. There are actually two Kapilas. One Kapila, the son of Kardama Muni, is an incarnation of God himself, while the other is an atheist of the modern age. The atheist Kapila is often misrepresented to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as the son of Kardama Muni during the time of Swayambhuva Manu. Lord Kapila, the incarnation of Godhead, appeared long, long ago. The modern age is the age of Vaivaspata Manu, the seventh Manu, whereas Lord Kapila appeared during the time of the first Manu, Swayambhuva. According to Mayavadi philosophy, this manifest world, or the material world, is mithya, or maya, false. Their preaching principle is Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. According to them, only the Brahman effulgence is true, whereas the cosmic manifestation is illusory or false. But according to Vaishnava philosophy, this cosmic manifestation is caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that he enters within this material world by one of its plenary portions, and thus creation takes place. And from the Vedas also we can understand that this asat, or temporary cosmic manifestation, is also an emanation from the Supreme Sat, or Supreme Fact. From the Vedanta Sutra also, it is understood that everything has emanated from the Supreme Brahman. As such, Vaishnavas do not take this cosmic manifestation to be false. The Vaishnava philosopher sees everything in this material world in relationship with the Supreme Lord. This Vaishnava conception of the material world is very nicely explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatharham Upayunjata Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagyam Uchyate Prapanchikataya Budhya Hari Sambandhi Vastuna Mumukshubi Parityago Vairagyam Falgu Katyate. Renunciation of this material world on account of its being illusory or false, without knowledge that the material world is also the manifestation of the Supreme Lord, is of no practical value. However, Vaishnavas are free of attachment to this world because generally the material world is accepted as an object of sense gratification. Vaishnavas are not in favor of sense gratification, and therefore they are not attached to material activities. The Vaishnava accepts this material world according to the regulative principles of the Vedic injunctions. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of everything, the Vaishnava sees everything in relationship with Krishna, even in this material world. And by such advanced knowledge, everything becomes spiritualized. In other words, everything in the material world is already spiritual, but due to our lack of knowledge, we see things as material. The personified Vedas present the example that those who are seeking after gold do not reject gold earrings or gold bangles or anything else made of gold simply because they are shaped differently from the original gold. Similarly, all living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and are qualitatively one, but they are now differently shaped in 8,400,000 species of life, just like many different ornaments which have been manufactured from the same source of gold. As one who is interested in gold accepts all the differently shaped gold ornaments, then so too the Vaishnava, knowing well that all living entities are of the same quality as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, accepts all living entities as eternal servants of God. As Vaishnava, one then has ample opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by reclaiming these conditioned, misled living entities, training them in Krishna consciousness, and leading them back to home, back to Godhead. The fact is that the minds of the living entities are now agitated by the three material qualities, and the living entities are therefore transmigrating as if in dreams from one body to another. But when their consciousness is changed into Krishna consciousness, however, then immediately they fix Krishna within their hearts, and thus their path for liberation becomes clear. In all the Vedas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities are stated to be of the same quality, Chaitanya, spiritual. This is also confirmed in the Padma Purana, Nityo Nityanam, Chaitananam, Eko Bahunam Yo Vididhati Kamam, Tam Atmastam Yah Anupashyanti Dhiras, Teshang Shanti Shaspati Netaresham. There are two kinds of spiritual entities. One is called Jiva, and the other is called the Supreme Lord. Beginning from Lord Brahma down to the ant, all living entities are Jivas, whereas Lord Krishna is the Supreme Four-Handed Vishnu or Janardana. The word Atma can be applied only to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because the living entities are Krishna's parts and parcels, sometimes the word Atma is applied to them also. The living entities are therefore called Jiva Atma, and the Supreme Lord is called Param Atma. Both Param Atma and Jiva Atma are within this material world, and therefore this material world has a purpose other than sense gratification. The conception of life of sense gratification is illusion, but the conception of service by the Jiva Atma to the Param Atma, even in this material world, is not at all illusory. A Krishna conscious person is fully aware of this fact, and thus does not take this material world to be false, but acts in the reality of transcendental service. The devotee therefore sees everything in this material world as an opportunity to serve Lord Krishna. The devotee does not reject anything as material, but rather dovetails everything in the service of Lord Krishna. Thus, a devotee is always in the transcendental position, and everything that the devotee uses becomes spiritually purified, being used in the service of Lord Krishna. In this regard, Sridhar Swami has composed a nice verse. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always manifest as reality, even within this material world, which is considered by some to be false. The conception of the falsity of this material world is due to lack of knowledge. But a person advanced in Krishna consciousness sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything. This is actually realization of the Vedic aphorism, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything is Brahman. Thus ends chapter 87, scene 15, how the devotee explains the phrase Brahma Satya Jagat Mitya. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.